Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Sunday, May 30th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A meeting with education leaders in Romania may mean Christian education will be a part of the country's curriculum. Dan Egler with the Association of Christian Schools International says they met with a member of parliament about a proposed law that could have a negative effect on the future of Christian schooling there. Egler says that discussion led to a lunch meeting with a university professor.
This professor was in charge of a new protocol called Quality Assurance. It would be the American equivalent of accreditation. He asked for a copy of our manual, and when we got done, he said he wanted to weave that into the Romanian document.
Not only that, but he wants to pilot the program with ACSI's top three Christian schools. Egler says there's an ultimate purpose to all of this.
The next generation coming up is seeking. They understand that the old ways did not work, and they're looking for the truth, and they're looking for answers. And so if we can help shape the hearts and minds with the truth of the gospel message, now is the time.
And finally, an interesting trend is being marked by many mission groups. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Scott Bessenecker compares the growing interest in missions to the Franciscan movement that exploded in Europe 8 centuries ago.
These were the youth movements in those centuries that took radical steps to bring the gospel forward. I am seeing a spirit of the missional monks and nuns of those periods ready to take the gospel to some of the difficult places.
In spite of an unstable global security situation, Bessenecker expects that won't stop young people from answering the call. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help Mission Network News broadcast in the Romanian and Russian languages, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help Christians in these countries keep up to date on missions work abroad. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.